spelling strategies. Now, one of the early creators, and you could call him a co-creator of NLP, is Mr. Robert Diltz. Great gentleman. I got to spend, I think, 4 or 5 days learning with him and Dr. Stephen Gilligan. Now, Robert Diltz was left in the Milton Erickson house, and he's wrote a lot of amazing books in the NLP world. And one particular thing Robert discovered was the spelling strategy. So in the early days of NLP, he was at a friend's house, and he was talking to the child, and he started to model how a child could spell. And of course, he went and modeled the spelling bees, and he modeled kids that couldn't spell and found the differences. And here are the differences here. Spelling strategies vary from language to language. Spelling strategies that don't generally work well start with a bad feeling. Spelling strategies that don't work well for English in particularly start with using a phonetic strategy. Sounding words out to figure out how to spell it would work okay in perhaps Spanish, but not so well with English. Because, you know, how do you spell known? So English using a phonetic way isn't the best strategy for English, yet it's what's taught in a lot of schools. So the NLP spelling strategy, we had to recognize that in English, the phonetics don't always work that well. So an auditory strategy isn't the best. The auditory strategies can fail us with spelling. So the NLP spelling strategy had to use a strong visual component. And rather than speaking out words using the auditory component, we have to use the visual component for good spelling strategies. So here are the steps for the spelling strategy. And we might want to teach it to ourselves or teach it straight on to our children or others. Step one, have the correct spelling for the word to start with. And have these letters written out in large letters. It helps if you understand what the word means and the kind of context where it would be useful. So seeing the word, having it written out and seeing it in different contexts, having an understanding of the word. Okay, now we want to highlight the word itself and start to focus on the word. Now we are going to remember how to spell this word. Two, start or create a good feeling. Start to feel good about it. Start to enjoy it. Perhaps an anchor or get excited. Yep, we are now going to master this word. Yeah. Step three. Move the cards or the words up into the visual remembered area. Remember the eye accessing cues? So move the word up into the visual remembered area so that our eyes follow it and stay aware of the good feeling. We now have the word in the right part of our view. Top right, top left, depending on the eyes. Now we want to take the word away and notice that we could still see the word in our mind's eye, in that visual remembered position. Five, bring the word back to the visual remembered position and notice it's the same as a word we were just seeing in our mind's eye or our imagination. Take it away and continue seeing the word there. Okay, so what we're doing here with these steps is we're putting the word up into that visual remembered area. We're taking the word away and seeing it using our imagination, putting the word back and making sure they are the same. So this is teaching the brain a strategy. This is teaching the brain a strategy and improving the visual focus and the real deep skills here of being able to remember something and create something. Now, I remember doing this with my daughter, and we were actually doing this in a swimming pool. There was a big word up, kiosk. And I moved my daughter around so that she had to look up into the top right area to see the word kiosk. Okay, she could see the word kiosk up there in big letters. Okay, then I could put my hand over it or block it so she couldn't see. And now I said, now I want you to see those big words in the exact same place, but on my hand. So she would imagine the word kiosk on my hand in that same visual right area. And then I'd move my hand away and she would see the kiosk written up there in big letters again. So she was able to reconstruct the word on my hand and it matched. You may have to do it a couple of times to make sure that the word remains the same and continue to be aware of the good feeling. So it becomes a good feeling and a bit of a game to ensure that the word remains the same. Up to the top right, she sees the word kiosk. The card is moved away or the word is blocked, and yet she still sees the word kiosk, the same size, in the same place. It still feels good. In order to do that, they have to lock in the picture. So they lock in the picture. Now, locking in the picture means they can later focus on the picture. Remember, a picture says 1,000 words, and how many people's faces do you remember? How many street signs? You know, we remember so much by vision. In early childhood, they often teach kids, in my country anyway, sight words. And they teach the kids to remember by sight hundreds of words. So we're doing the same process up here. We're learning by sight. Now, the next step may change a little bit. Okay, so now, step six, able to have a visual constructed or a visual remembered picture up there. Now, it's up in the visual remembered, but they've actually constructed it in their mind's eye. They can see the word kiosk up there in the visual right area. The next step is to write the letters they are seeing, or trace them. Trace them with your finger, or imagine all the letters there and take all the time you need to clearly see each letter. When the child can trace each letter with the finger is not absolutely necessary, but using a finger opens up the kinesthetics channel as well. So the child could have a choice. If they can't fully access it visually, tracing the finger opens up the kinesthetics element. Now, if they can trace it out and see it, that gives them two ways to recall the word. So they can trace the finger. Step seven is to decide if they've done a good job, if it's right. If they trace the finger and visualize it right, they will notice the feeling. Notice the feelings, notice the kinesthetics now. And notice the kinesthetics is the way of deciding if the word is written correctly or not. If it's written slightly incorrectly, the unconscious will give a different feeling. If it is completely right, the unconscious will give a strong feeling that it's right. So it's important here for step seven that they go in and notice the feeling. Then step eight, check it. Check it against the actual word or the card, or, you know, I move my hand away, or, you know, I turn her back and she sees a card and she can see that the kiosk is correct and yay! Repeat the process. When the word is spelled out correctly, have them spell the word backwards. And spelling the words backwards it can be a bit of a challenge for them, but trust me, stick with it. When I saw my daughter spelling these words backwards, it was like, boom! So it seems a bit strange, but a lot of parents are having their children spell out words, and I'm having my daughter spell it out backwards, and she's going up to the visual right area, and she's doing it. She's learned the strategy, and she can lock in any word she wants to. She won't always do it, but she knows she can use this spelling strategy. She can go up in the top right, see the word, trace it out with her finger. Okay, that's the spelling strategy. Improvement to it could be having 26 pens with different colors and big colors. So if the child can spell out the word, now a kiosk was all in white, but if each letter had a different color, that could increase it. You know, kids at school, they're learning spelling right, and they're bent over their books. They're looking down at their books, and they're writing in these gray pencils. They're writing out all these words in gray pencil, and they're wondering why they're struggling with writing or recalling letters or words. So rather than you looking down with colored pencils, you can have your children using whiteboard, and in the whiteboard, looking up, perhaps top left to top right. Have them looking up using big colors, using whiteboards, using all the rep systems. I have a set of pens, and each pen has been labeled the letter, so we use the same colors all the time. And then the finger tip obviously helps. Sometimes you might have some letters might be a little similar. So using the finger, we can encourage them a little bit and say, well, does that feel like a curve? Is that like a round shape? You know, O is more of a round, or the B, P, you know, straight. Sometimes tracing their finger, they can get a feel for the word. And if the child can spell the whole alphabet with their finger, they've then opened up the alphabet, the whole alphabet for kinesthetics, visual, and of course, auditory channels. So all that helps with strategies, sight words, becoming a master with the English language. This strategy in short goes visual remembered, getting an immediate kinesthetic response, positive K or negative K. If positive K, they can simply recall the spelling, correct. If negative K, tote. If negative K, they will go back and do the visual remembered again. So the strategy would be visual remembered, leading to either a positive K, if correct, and exit, or a negative K, visual remembered again, and then it'll be negative K or positive K, and the strategy would repeat. It would continue looping until they got a positive K feeling. As soon as they got a positive K feeling, they know they'd have it right, they would exit that loop, the TOTE model. So this is a really nice strategy for seeing written clearly in the TOTE model. Not all strategies are easily written in the TOTE model due to their complexity, but this spelling one can be.